Looking a little scruffy? It's time to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Second Store in Brighton. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for a great price. On the corner of East Grand River and Whitmore Lake Road in front of Kroger. It's wicked awesome.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Off to Massachusetts next, and an old dude is lucky to be alive because some Massachusetts folk just happened to be walking by when he just passed out on the street. Here's that story from WBZ-TV.
Now, this happened around 2 o'clock this afternoon, and I'm told the man who collapsed is 89 years old. But two of the people who jumped in to help live just steps away and just happened to have emergency medical training.
I was at my kitchen sink washing the dishes, and I looked out the window, and across the way, I saw a man was down.
It was a passing glance that may have saved a life. Grace Goodfellow just happened to be looking outside the moment her elderly neighbor collapsed in the street. At first, she chalked it up to ice, but when she rushed over to help...
He stopped responding to me shortly after I approached him.
Her roommate Kayla just graduated from the Tufts School of Medicine as a physician assistant and joined in the effort that was all captured by a doorbell camera.
We both felt for pulses and we couldn't find anything. And so we laid him down and started doing CPR.
She had him cradled in her arms. So I started just kind of checking a pulse because he didn't really look that great. When Grace got a little tired, I would just take over.
Other witnesses called 911 and within minutes an ambulance arrived. Before first responders left, they offered some hope, telling Grace and Kayla they were able to regain a heartbeat.
So we're just really just hoping for the best for him.
We're not sure of his status right now, but of course we've been praying and hopeful and thinking of his family and loved ones and hoping for the best.
And at last check, that man is still at Tufts Medical Center, listed in critical condition.
There's going to be a lot of dudes just going to that area and just...
Oh, yeah.
Pretending to pass out.
The hot chick.
Exactly.
Just where the two hot roommates are. Oh, no. My heart.
Just going to admire this porch here.
Oh,
somebody help me.
Please.
Is there a Grace here?
Oh, my God.
I'm looking for a Grace. No, not you.
Let me help.
No. I'm fine. I really need specific help from Grace.
Yeah.
Yeah, very attractive.
Yeah.
I'm here.
That's funny. Someone's got to help him.
Help him. I'm going to do mouth to mouth.
I'm good.
I'm going to do mouth to mouth. Oh, get Grace!
Fight.
It's not me. I'm having a seizure. I'm wildly punching.
I go to give you CPR. And you're like...
He keeps moving his head.
Yeah.
Yes, the girl's in their late 20s at roommates, and one of them happens to be, you know, into medicine.
Yeah, right.
Good place to pass.
Somebody find Grace!
Yeah. All right, you may have noticed yesterday the phrase, my hole, was trending on Twitter.
It's one of the things I follow.
I didn't notice that.
I wasn't on there.
No.
Well, if you're wondering why, you can blame or credit, I guess, the WWE. On this week's Monday Night Raw, there was a women's match between Nia Jax and Lana. At the end of the match, Nia had Lana flat on her back and attempted to drop a leg onto Lana's neck, but Lana moved at the last second, causing Nia to land on her ass, which in the wrestling world tends to cause a competitor a considerable amount of pain. Can I ask a question before we look at the video?
Yeah.
Is Nia a larger lady?
She's
not a fat suit. That's all her.
She's gigantic.
Okay.
She's a beast.
I'm not in the wrestling world, and I've never seen a female wrestler this large.
Yes, like she chubby. Is large and in charge.
Normally, if they're large, I consider them muscular.
But she's muscular, too. Like,
yeah.
She's a big girl. She's very strong. I believe she's like The Rock's cousin or niece or she's connected to the Rock's family in some way, shape, or form. And this all went down on the apron of the ring. So it's like you have that little ledge before you go through the ropes is where this whole thing takes place.
That's the hardest part of the whole ring.
So here's how it played out on Monday Night Raw.
And Jax went for a leg drop tailbone first into the hardest part of the ring. Well, that's all steel reinforcement out there, Tom. Lana's still got to find a way to get Jax the table.
So that's where it came from.
The WWE went back and scrubbed that now.
Lisa, you don't look very, they took very it pleased out. With that whole out. Scene right there.
Oh, what
you
is
quite,
that?
Seem quite upset by everything you've just seen.
That is, what you watched is classic storytelling.
You should see Lisa's face as that clip went on. She was like,
I love the Lisa. Fact that Lisa just lived in a world where she watched that.
There's Nia Jax trying to drop a devastating leg drop.
Oh, James.
On Lana's face.
James.
And Lana got out of the way, and she missed. And
that's
she smashed her tailbone on the apron of the ring.
Yeah.
That's what that was, Lisa.
And just so you know, her hole was not really hurt, Lisa. It was just acting.
You can
it was
tell.
Just acting.
Yeah, I thought it was real.
It was very
and
obvious.
She delivered one acting. Of the classic. Now, here's the thing, though.
You've never seen me hurt my tailbone.
My hole. My hole. My hole.
Too bad there's no live crowds. Too bad there's no live crowds. There's no way the
video
editors can put that in there.
Yeah. So they have scrubbed this moment now from the online version.
Just a bleep.
Please, if we ever get to do live events again, James and Lisa have to go to a WWE event.
Lisa,
together.
Yes.
And we'll just tape Lisa's reaction.
Lisa will be on TV so much.
Lisa, oh my God.
She'll be on TV so much.
We'll get you a ticket. You can come with my fiance and
yeah,
I.
Yeah, I'll Cody go with you
will,
and Cody.
We'll help keep you in the girl's zone.
Yeah.
And then just pray to God John Cena doesn't come down that entrance ramp because you are going to get the show of your life. And I'm not talking about John Cena because that's going to be a hell of a show. I'm talking about me.
We'll go on a double date.
Yeah. Yes, bring Lenny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God. He'll like it.
Yes.
Amazing.
No, he won't.
He'll love it.
But it'll be hilarious.
And come James on, will be also screaming about my hole, but he'll be talking to John Cena.
Oh, look at it.
James.
I want to show you.
James.
I want to see yours.
I
want to
show you my hole.
What? I want to. Not now, Lisa. I'm busy.
Yeah, James, you're embarrassing me.
My hole.
My hole.
My hole.
My hole.
My hole.
My hole.
You're embarrassing me,
boozier. I need drinks.
Hey, ring guy, can you bring this woman another wine or something?
They would have to like look around. They'd have to be like, we're gonna have to run to the store for
WWE wine.
They actually do have wine, but you have to find like the right bar. That
I don't need wine. I'll drink beer. I can handle a beer.
There you go.
You'll fit right in.
Yeah.
Maybe Stone Cold will show up, you guys. Can clank beers. That would be sweet.
Oh, my goodness.
I think I would laugh a lot to go to see that with
an
James.
An event with James.
But to see me, like, yelling at heels, because...
you get involved.
I'm like, I'm not joking. I'm like, boom! I'm like in their face with the thumbs down.
James, you're scaring me.
Stop it, James. Lisa. Stop it.
Lisa, it's all an act, okay?
Yeah.
They're the bad guy, so you got to boo them.
Exactly.
That's what they work
James
for.
Takes...
They work for boos.
James takes being an audience member as seriously as Nia Jax took selling that butthole blast.
Yes, I'm not. It's no joke. When I'm a part of the WWE universe, I play my role.
Yep.
I'm cheering for the faces. I'm booing the heels. And I boo so good. I'm the best booer probably in the whole crowd.
Yeah. He's a spectacular
booer. I give Lisa
booer.
One match.
I know,
and then just slowly
match.
Disappear.
Okay, James, gotta go.
No, you gotta be there. We gotta get there early, too, Lisa.
What?
Because the whole arena, once this starts to fill up,
oh
one person will go, woo! And then the whole crowd responds like an echo, like, woo, woo, woo.
That's one of Lisa's favorite things, by the way,
woo!
Is when people just randomly go, woo! It makes her laugh every time.
You'll have a blast, Lisa, I guarantee it.
I do picture her, though, like, going into the bushes like Homer Simpson at one point.
I'm like, here, my hole! Hey! Where's Lisa? Lisa, Lenny, and Cody, they're gone, they're all gone!
Lisa, Lenny,
too.
And Cody. Cody's like, take me with you!
She's such a bad actress, she needs to work on her acting skills.
My eyes.
Didn't she practice it at home first?
No, you can't.
Oh,
my hole
is amazing.
That was an improvised line.
My hole
was an improvised line.
The WWE is not happy with it. They're trying to erase it.
They already did.
Yeah, it's bleeped out now.
Yeah.
Because I went back to watch, and I was like, oh, it's bleeped.
Improv
on all their platforms, it's gone. They're not happy with her screaming my hole. I'm thrilled. Bad. And the crowd, if there was a crowd.
Yeah, they should be stoked because this is the most they're talking about WWE since the pandemic started.
Someone said, crazy world, Lisa gets so into it that she starts showing up at matches with her own belt.
Yeah! Oh, my God. That would be sweet.
Wow. I'm in disguise.
I'll be your valet, Lisa.
Yeah.
I'll be your mouth. I'll be your valet. I'll do the speaking stuff for you. You just show up and look good with that belt.
She's got like purple hair like Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
She got all these cool gold rings.
You gotta
get
like an entrance, like a little pose that she does, you know.
Yeah. Amazing. I would pay lots of money to see James and Lisa go to the WWE.
It's more funny to talk about. I think reality of that would be not so great for me.
Yeah, for you. Yeah, you'd probably be miserable.
Yeah, for you.
For James, great.
For the show, for James, amazing. Yeah.
Great.
But for you and your life, no good. No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Now, it's time to play What's Up His Nose.
What's two days in a row.
It's crazy.
Got something up in there?
What's up? Say what, Dave?
Yeah. Yeah. So yesterday, if you were with us, there was a dude in Vero Beach, Florida. He was caught with a bunch of cocaine up his nose.
Yeah.
The cocaine again?
It is not, at least.
Oh.
It's not drugs, I'll give you that.
Okay.
And we've seen stories about inmates trying to hide stuff all over their bodies over the years, from fat rolls to, of course, to b-holes to vaginas.
Yeah.
I think we even had something in an eardrum. But back-to-back nose stuffings.
Huh. Man, that gives me an idea if I ever go to prison.
In your nose?
Yeah. I'll be all good.
Okay.
Put a cell phone up there or something?
Yeah,
cell phone's tougher.
Like, you can like take a pen or something, right?
Yeah, I could put a shank.
Oh, that's right.
I could put a shank in there.
I forgot that.
You can take it deep.
I could put a shank in there.
Chuck just killed somebody in the shower.
Where's the weapon?
Nobody
we
knows.
We don't know. We checked his beehole.
Nobody knows.
Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. This happened at a prison in Cape Vincent, New York. A guard there found something. Spotted it in his nose. What else can I tell you here? That inmate currently doing 18 years.
I want to say it's something like what Chuck was saying, maybe like a
toothbrush
or like a sewing needle type thing.
Ooh.
Like a bigger sewing needle.
It's gotta be another drug.
Yeah. He said it's not drugs.
No drugs.
It's not drugs?
No drugs.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
Could it be some kind of device to smoke, like a test tube or a...
Like a crack pipe?
Like a, improvised crack pipe.
Mm. Nope. Awesome. Nothing to do with drugs. You were closer.
With a shank. With toothbrush. Oh. Man, what do they make those prison shanks out of? Was it like a popsicle stick? Sharpened popsicle stick?
The guard spotted something sticking out of the end of the guy's nostril. It turned out to be a homemade shiv. So like you, Chuck, he can deep nose it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
A long piece of ceramic that he had sharpened on one end.
Smart.
And melted into a plastic cap.
Yeah.
That's this inmate, a desperate man.
Yeah, he's doing 18 years for attempted murder, where he used apparently a much larger weapon.
Yeah.
After he was busted, he had to snort out the shiv and hand it to the guard. He's now waiting for disciplinary charges.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd get like a full popsicle stick up there, so.
Damn, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, man.
You've got no nose gag reflex.
You put something up your nose on a video. I can't remember what it was.
Did you?
I've done. No, it was like I did like a simulated COVID
test.
Oh, right. Oh,
okay. I took one of those big, long...
Q-tip things?
Q-tip things, put it all the way up.
Oh. Right.
All the way to the back.
That makes me...
Yeah.
Just the thought of it is giving me the...
Yeah, people thought I was like, I was doing some kind of illusion. No.
You're not a magician.
No. It's like in those old freak shows, guys would do it with like a big, long nail. They'd get like a long nail, and then they'd pretend to pound
it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But they just have the same open cavity that I do. And you just know, like, okay, I can't go past this point or I'm in trouble. So to most people, they're like, they assume it's in the back of your whole head. But you have a lot of room up there.
But when then some people are way more sensitive to that than others. Because I could never do that.
Yeah, most people can't.
I mean, I've never tried,
that.
But...
Yeah, no. I can do it. Only on one side.
How did you ever discover this?
I think I just have a deviated septum up there. And it's just, I don't know, I put things up my nose.
Did you do that when you were a kid or something?
Yeah, I did it when I was a kid. Yeah.
What did you start putting up your nose first?
You know, I used to do this thing. It was like, and it's not smart. But I think it was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off where he did like, I'm a walrus. And he had like Q-tips like in his mouth and in his ears. And he was like doing something in front of the mirror. And I think it started like that. And then I was just like, oh, I wonder how far. And then I was like, whoa, the one side, like there was no resistance. And so then I was like, well, what else do I got?
Your nostril is like an infinite black hole.
So you wouldn't even flinch with the COVID test, huh?
Not even, dude.
That's crazy. Because when they did it to me, I was like, my eye watered for like a day.
Yeah. Oh. The problem is they'd probably do it in the wrong nostril because that'd be Chuck Luck.
Yeah.
And then that would kill.
Yeah.
But it's the other side. I'd be like, dude, in this side. Because it wouldn't.
So it's your right side nostril.
It's my right side.
Mm. Wow. Well, there you go, Chuck. Get your prison shiv ready. You can shove it up there if they ever...
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because I can get a popsicle stick.
What's the biggest thing you've had in you?
Like, let me tell you.
Your nose.
James Campbell.
You say me.
James Campbell. Right, in your nose.
Oh.
In your nose.
Oh. I don't know.
James Campbell.
Yeah.
Again. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that he's very experimental.
Like a pen, you think?
Yeah, like a pen or... You know, like I said, a popsicle stick. You know, very, very easily.
Now there you go.
I don't know, it's probably 5 inches.
Wow. That just freaks me out.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, because I was probably sticking out a couple inches. So
yeah, like at least 3 inches you were right. Sticking out.
That's about right. That's accurate.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's another place they're going to have to look now. Up the noses.
You know, it's crazy. It hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, oh my God, you could put something in there, like melt a pen down and make a sharp edge out of it. Mm-hmm. And then you've got a weapon that no one knows about. Yeah. No one checks noses. They're checking your butt.
Yeah, but as long as you're not congested or you have to sneeze.
Yeah.
I figure they'd check your nose.
Mm.
But they might not.
It's probably just they assume they could see anything, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I mean, I could...
You could have a way
out. Hide it away.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get it out of there, though.
Tweezers.
Yeah, I guess if you had tweezers. But if I have tweezers, that's a weapon, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Stab you right
there. Probably not a lot of prison tweezers.
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is kind of weird. I know you're into guitars, Chuck, but you ever thought of turning a relative into one?
Yeah, I've thought about it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
You could be like
with
this
resin.
Guy then. There is a Florida metal fan named Prince Midnight.
Oh, yeah. He's amazing. I don't know if you've seen his work.
He's turned his uncle into a guitar.
His Uncle Steve?
Okay.
His dead uncle skeleton.
Oh, yeah.
His prince got a hold of the skeleton after his uncle died in a car crash in his native Greece.
There's nothing more metal than this.
That's the most metal thing. Your uncle guitar?
Yeah.
Had them shipped to Florida. I'm sure there was a lot involved in that.
Bones.
he decided to honor his uncle, Philip.
Oh, yeah.
By using his rib cage, spine, and pelvis as the basis for a guitar. He has built, they believe, the world's first Skelecaster.
Wow.
And now he said, my Uncle Philip can shred for all eternity. That's how he would have wanted it. You want to hear him play his uncle?
Yes.
I do.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Here it is. This is him playing his uncle. If we can get it.
It's not, the volume's not up.
What's his uncle's name?
Philip.
Philippe.
Philippe. Philippe.
It's so creepy, huh, to be playing like
a relative,
an actual dead skeleton.
Yeah, like how'd they get that out?
Yeah, are you allowed to have
them? Yeah, I don't think
so. It was a family member and they shipped it legally.
Yeah, I mean, you can make a guitar out of anything, but it's a really bizarre.
It's just creepy because it was
creepy, morbid.
That was very much a person.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
And that's how his Uncle Philip would have wanted it, huh?
That's what he says.
It's hard to play with the ribs in the way. Yeah. I would have just made a rib whammy bar.
Well, that's him playing his uncle.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm. Very bizarre.
Different. He's not incredible.
Nope.
Some more pictures of it here.
Man, that's a weird thing to do.
Yeah. I don't like it.
I don't know if the uncle would be as happy as he thinks.
No.
Probably not.
You don't want to be a guitar when you're gone, Chuck?
Not really. Not especially.
I don't like seeing real bones.
And
it makes
weird?
You think about the fact that that's what we are.
Yeah, inside.
Yeah.
That disturbs me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, that guy doesn't look like he's got a full deck of cards.
No.
I didn't realize until recently,
I think so, yeah,
speaking
so
of bones, that if you get like a tooth pulled and it leaves like a big hole, they fill that with cadaver bones.
What?
Did any of you know that?
No. I've never had it done.
I'd never heard of that.
If you get a tooth filled?
If they pull a tooth and there's a bigger hole there, they sometimes fill it with cadaver bones.
Oh, my God.
So they melt, they have like a, they shove that in there and then put like a glue or some kind of like
right,
bonding
just
agent.
Make sure there's no big gaping hole in your mouth.
That's crazy. I thought they just left the hole in your mouth and it would just close. Like
with wisdom teeth, I think that's what they do, but I guess it all depends how deep it is.
Great.
I don't like this cadaver bone discovery.
Come on.
Yeah. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go brush my teeth so they don't have to get pulled.
Yeah.
Cadaver bone. Yeah. Blew my mind.
Nothing else they could find.
I know, right? Like, you think there's no artificial substance?
Dead bones?
Yeah.
Nothing else? Come on, dentists.
How do they find those bones?
Yeah, right there. Cadaver bones for dental implants.
Oh, my God. What kind of bones? Like, I don't want
It's somebody. Usually a combination of specially prepared freeze-dried cadaver bone.
Oh, bovine bone and...
Or bovine bone and bone harvested from the patient's upper or lower jaw. Mm. After 6 months of healing, the bone becomes solid enough to support an implant.
Okay, so that's when you get the implant.
Yeah, they right. put those implants in.
Okay. Man.
Bone graft from a cadaver, is it safe?
I'm sure it's safe, but...
That's crazy. You got, like, really you, got a, you got a piece of dead guy in you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a horrible thing to know.
I know. It is. God. It absolutely is. Someone said that they had gum replacement surgery and they had to use a dead person's gums.
Hmm. A dead man's gums.
I got a dead man's gums.
I don't want any dead people in my mouth.
No.
Yeah. I've always said that,
say that in my life, but I don't want dead people in there.
I know you don't.
Gums are real wild.
Yeah. I don't want many live people in there.
You just hope that you don't get the gums of a porn star.
Oh, my God. Really. Imagine the gums. Action they had seen.
Mm-hmm. Forever salty place.
Well, and then also, you know how, like, some people, they've made those movies where, like, someone gets a hand replacement or something, then the hand has like a mind of its own.
Oh yeah, like Idle Hands.
Yeah, you don't want to have that happen.
Oh yeah, all of a sudden you
porn
got
star gums.
You got porn star gums that are doing their own thing.
Yeah,
get out of here, everybody! Get out of here!
Chasing them around.
Becky's with us. Well, Becky, you have someone else in your mouth?
Yes, I do. I had to have a bridge put in, and in order to do that, they had to take someone's bone from the Red Cross and put it in my mouth to fill up the hole.
So it's someone else's.
Yeah, you know.
Someone I don't know. It could be anybody.
Yeah.
It could be a murderer or... Yeah.
When you sleep, do you talk in Latin?
I might. I don't know.
Yeah, you have no
idea. Sleeping, but...
You're asleep. All right. Ashley, in Boston, you've had a similar thing too, right?
Yep.
So what happened to you?
So I had it done twice. When I was a 11-year-old kid, they did a root canal on me, and then I got infected, and they had to do a cadaver bone, so I call him Uncle Gary. But I don't know who he actually is. But the second time it was done, it was an implant on the same tooth.
Huh. Ah, you got Uncle Gary in your mouth.
Yeah.
Don't say that. No, that's not right.
I like it.
No, you can't say that out loud.
Uncle Gary!
All right, up next, the ongoing saga of this chick who put Gorilla Glue in her hair.
Keeps going.
It does keep going. Tessica Brown is her name. She put Gorilla Glue in her hair. She's one step closer to relief because just last night, she managed to chop off her ponytail. But she's still got painful days ahead.
Uh-huh.
Tessica worked on her rock hard hair for 4 hours last night after work. She did need a helping hand and some super glue remover to cut off her ponytail for a little bit of relief. They used Goof Off super glue remover to try and rid her hair of Gorilla Glue, and they did make some progress. That shows you her friend helping to cut off her ponytail there. She also spoke to the folks at TMZ about everything that's been going on with her. Take a listen to that.
When did it start becoming painful? I know I'm sure you were startled when it wouldn't come out.
Yeah, listen, this is the reason I ended up taking it to social media, because the headaches got worse. The tingling got worse, and we couldn't think of nothing else to do. So I went to social media with it, because I'm guessing is somebody out there might know something that we don't know.
Has anybody reached out to you where there was anything helpful yet from social media?
Everything that they were suggesting, it burns. It burns. It burns. Mm. I'm just over the talk shows and the hate groups. I'm over all of that, because y'all really, like, they don't know me. And they got some people out there saying, oh, well, she did this for clout. I wouldn't have never.
No, no one does this.
Put this on my head. Oh, well, let's see how many followers I get. Never. I put it on social media to get help. That was it. I didn't think for one second I'm going to get up the next morning and that many people have looked at this. I didn't think for one second that this was going to be like me talking to y'all right now. Never thought it was going to get this far. Then they started talking about the whole GoFundMe. After we started reading up on what this could do to my hair, we made the GoFundMe for me to get wigs for after this is all over. But they have something to say about everything that's going on. And I feel like it's very, very unfair, because y'all don't know me. If you knew me, you would know that I would never do something like this on purpose.
I think opinion changed about her when it came out that she was thinking of suing Gorilla Glue, right? Then it went from, oh my God, I can't believe this happened, to, oh, come on, you did this to yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? You can't sue. No matter what, yes, it sucks, and I know you wouldn't do it on purpose, but you did it to yourself. You got to take responsibility in life and say, I screwed up.
You lose the, the battle of public opinion when the second that she let a lawyer talk her into suing.
Yeah. Then just people turn on you.
A wild thing that this is like, what this week's watch is.
Yeah.
Yes. Like this lady's hair watch.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like, we're getting updates on her, and she's like, everything burns.
I do feel
burns my hair.
I do feel like they should just be attacking it with like a straight edge.
Like a scraper? So like a fake scraper.
Just start cutting her hair off.
Everybody's so invested in it.
Let me do it. Let me fix her.
Those DMZ guys were like serious. Like,
oh, dead serious.
So tell us how you feel about your glued hair. It's like, I don't even know what emotion to feel from this.
2021, Green Bean. 2021.
If they want her fixed, then let me know.
Oh, man.
I'll shave her right
down
to bald.
She got her ponytail off. That's the latest.
Yeah, that's breaking news.
What will it be tomorrow?
I don't know.
She's bald.
She can't burn herself.
No, there's one more update. You got to wait.
Oh.
Okay. One more update here. Do you want to hit the breaking news for this week before we bring you this update? Make it real official because I know everyone's on the edge of their seat for this. Know what's going on.
Then Chuck the Freak. Breaking news.
God, what is it?
Tessica Brown is now flying today from Louisiana to Los Angeles to meet Dr. Michael Obeng, who believes he can help her.
My God.
Is she going to be on a TV show?
No, he's a cosmetic surgeon. He is offering to do the 2 to 3 day procedure. This is going to take 2 to 3 days in an operating room.
Well, they're going to do what I would have done. They're going to shave all her hair off.
What will they do?
Put her under for 2 to 3 days.
I'm telling
knock
you.
Her out for 3 days.
What will they do?
They're going to knock her out, and they're going to take a razor blade.
What does this doctor think he can do?
Should we guess?
Oh, man.
I bet there's video of him. I bet there's video of him saying what he'll do.
Do a full scalp removal.
And then he's going to remove her scalp, get a cadaver scalp.
She gets a new head.
Yeah. Top of head replacement. It's the world's first top of head replacement.
Then there's going to be like, she's going to be at the Super Bowl next year or something like
that. Oh, yeah. She's a big, she's the star of 2021.
You guys, she'll be everywhere. She's going to be on Ellen with her new weave. She's going to be everywhere. You know it. Come on.
Oh, man.
She's going to be everywhere. She's going to be the
special. I feel so bad. I'm Dr. Obeng.
The doctor is confident that he can remove the product using medical grade glue remover. The cost, $12,500. Of course, he's getting the press out of it, but he's doing it for free.
So this is the thing. He's going to knock her out and then burn her hair off. But she'll be out cold, so she won't feel it.
Burn her hair off?
Well,
he said he's removing the product using a medical grade glue remover. You assume the hair's still there.
No, I think it's gonna. Off, I think it's all gonna melt off.
No.
Yeah.
I just picture after it's all done.
If you guys think this hair's alive still, you got another thing coming.
It's not alive. There's no way your hair's alive.
No, it's not alive. Like Dave thinks that she's gonna have this beautiful hairdo after it's done.
I'm not thinking she's gonna have a beautiful hairdo. I'm thinking that he's trying to save her hair. That's why she's going. She wants to save her hair.
That's I would just you guys argue.
We get heated.
Crazy. Crazy.
Thank God we've got this. I don't know what else I'd even be talking about.
I gotta hurry up from laughing. I keep picturing her at like a Broadway play with little binoculars. They invited her because she's a national
This is gonna be a Broadway show eventually. It'll be like the next Hamilton.
Gorilla Glue Girl.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
Tessica.
Instead of hairspray, it's hair glue.
And no one has said anything about her eyelashes, which are clearly also glued on and stuck.
Yeah, I was wondering if she used the same glue on her eyelashes.
Yeah, but she didn't use Gorilla Glue on her eyelash. She wouldn't be able to see right now. She'd be blind, Tessica.
When they do the recap of the decade.
Yes.
When they're covering 2021, it's going to be like, 2021 happened and it was just Tessica's hair. Tessica Gorilla glued her hair.
The world expected
Here's the
2021
doctor.
To be better.
He's from Ghana. He's an American plastic surgeon originally from Ghana. I'm Michael Obeng. He can take care of her.
She's real
Damn, look how smooth he is.
He's pretty smooth.
Looks like he walked right off the set of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at that pose, you guys.
Yeah. I feel like he can look, and some photos look real decent, and then in other photos you're like, oh, no, he's just kind of a chubbier guy.
Oh, my God.
Tessica went with him, for sure.
Yeah. Tessica.
Fade me, Doc.
She got so serious with those TMZ people. She's like, they don't know me. They don't know who I am. I wasn't doing this for attention. I really glued my hair. I really glued my hair. It wasn't for anything.
You're right. The TMZ guys were real serious, too.
They did. They took it real serious.
Oh, my God.
I'm dead serious about it.
I know you are.
Appreciate that.
Oh my God.
So there you go. So we'll follow, of course, any breaking updates. We'll interrupt the show.
So we probably won't know for the next couple days, huh? Like, it'll probably be after the weekend?
I guess, if she actually does go today. No. That's the report, that she's set to fly today from Louisiana to Los Angeles to meet with the doctor.
Do you think that the air pressure change will affect her hair helmet in any way, or will it it down?
It could, like, put pressure on her head.
Oh, man. Ah,
she's like, Tessica's in pain. Land the plane. I wish they would create a website where you could track her flying. The Tessica
Cam. Oh, she's out. She's off the ground in Louisiana.
America loves you, Tessica. America loves you.
We should have people waiting for her when she gets out of the plane. Like a little, some cheering people.
Balloons inside.
Yeah.
Tessica!
We believe.
Tessica! Gotta go for
we
me.
Don't know you.
For her wigs. Save her hair!
What's her GoFundMe at?
I don't know.
I gotta give her some money today.
Tessica, GoFundMe. All you have to type in. Look at every search, you guys. The world is looking at for
time. I know. She stopped the world with her Gorilla Glue hair.
17,646. So
not enough yet.
Girl, I hope you're okay.
Reading the comments here.
Oh, man.
I donated $5 just to say you're a moron. What was you thinking?
Oh, see, that's the stuff that makes Tessica mad.
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm.
You don't know me. But then the next one. We all make mistakes, girl. You're still smart, beautiful, strong, and courageous. Lots of love.
That's awesome. See the positivity there.
People donate just to talk crap about her, right? Because you can't comment unless you donate.
In these troubled times, it's good to know that we can all come together and save this woman's hair.
Right. I mean, it's like this pandemic's going on and everything, and like Tessica's bringing everybody together.
I do think that everyone's so sick of hearing about politics and the pandemic and stuff. We're just waiting for a story like Tessica's to come along.
We needed a Tessica.
We did.
That's how strong the bond of Gorilla Glue is.
Yeah. It glued the country back together.
It did.
I'm proud to be an American, and Tessica sets us free.
Tessica is merely the vessel.
Yeah.
Gorilla Glue united the country.
She is just a vessel.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Gorilla Glue saved us.
Oh, thank you, Tessica.
Thank you so much, Tessica.
We believe in you, Tessica girl.
Oh, my God. Oh. Look at the video of someone trying to help Tessica, and it's like it's ripping her whole hair off. She looked like she was in so much pain.
She goes through so much because of this thing.
Tessica.
There's like a dude sitting with a cinder block. He's like, I'm going to drop it on your teeth. And breaks it off.
And they do it. It seems like a bad idea. But then the block hits it and smashes.
She's just knocked out. She's, like,
knocked she's
out
fine.
Oh, is this the... I think this is her... Oh, this is what her friend. Is this is her friend trying to...
Acetone every day trying to...
Cut off her ponytail last night. We have video just in.
But we're going to use this.
Goof-off? They're using goof-off.
Put that on a human.
Andy is going to die.
Don't put that on a human.
Tessica. She's had better days,
maybe
you guys.
Google. Maybe she needs to use Google.
I think goof-off is the knockoff.
Yeah.
It's
like Dollar Store Google.
Oh, those scissors are not hair scissors. She's using kitchen scissors.
All the brands are
just... She's using kitchen...
Better
those are kitchen scissors.
Oh, man. Oh, Tessica. This is...
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Lise, what is your thoughts on this hairdo? You think that looks okay?
Oh, my God. Oh, no, you guys. Oh,
what do you think, Lise?
Now she just got a tuft at the back where a ponytail used to be.
It looks like a boar's tail.
Got, like, oh, my action God. Figure hair.
That's so bad, you guys.
Exactly. What it looks like is action figure
it
hair.
Does. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, we do wish her all the best.
We all have to think of Tessica right now.
You think Joe Biden will speak on this?
He should.
He's like, you know, country. We need to come together. Pray for Tessica's hair. She has action figure hair. She's had a cinder block dropped on her. Using a competitor to Goo Gone.
This is Goof Off's moment, right?
Yeah, Goof Off is like, oh my God, yeah, we got Tessica! Goo Gone's gone! Goo Gone's gone!
And of course, Goof Off is like, costs 50 cents, so you get it at like the Family Dollar, and it doesn't work.
And Goof Off was like, this is our moment! We need to be there. Give her as much Goof Off as she needs.
And apparently is available for $2.65.
At the price Tessica. Of Gleam Brand.
Yeah.
Oh, look. She needs the thing at the very end, Dave. Go to one over. She's going to need that much of it.
A drum of good.
It's a 55-gallon drum.
Stick her head right in there.
It's 2,000.
Oh, man. Thank you, Goof Off.
You know.
We got to give her the Screaming Eagle, Chuck.
Oh,
you're right.
But then Jessica! The eagle flies into her hair and is knocked out because it's so solid.
Killed an eagle.
Right, killed an eagle. She's like, it ain't funny how you launching eagles at me. It's not funny how you launching eagles at
you
me.
You don't even know me.
You don't know me launching eagles at me. This was a mistake.
I have to be an American because Tessica sets us free.
There's like two dudes with like sandpaper, one on each side of her head, just like
a grinder. I've got an industrial grinder.
Oh, Tessica! I hope your hair will get better.
I can see it now. The next face on Mount Rushmore.
Just like a disapproving test.
I don't know how they're going to do the eyelashes.
The hair helmet and the eyelashes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same as America.
After a grueling pandemic,
oh my God.
A nation brought together by a woman who glued her hair to her head.
In remembrance, people wear these plastic hair pieces.
Oh my God, imagine
there's a day. There's a day.
It's the Tessica. We get the Tessica hair.
Yeah, we all. It's
reunited
like a,
in our Tessica hair.
Yeah.
We should all wear plastic hair.
Yes, with American flags on top of them.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Put your hair helmet on in remembrance of Tessica.
It'll just be like, what are they, when you put like a shower cap on?
Yep.
It'll just be a shower cap with her hairstyle. Yep. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, perfect. My goodness. Hopefully she and they let her all perform together. Some sort of hair poem at the next thing.
Yeah, there's going to be a poet.
Oh, oh, man. We have the poet say something.
Glue. Yeah. Girl, Gorilla Glue.
You.
What they do to you.
What they do to you.
Tessica.
Messica.
Oh, goodness.
Goof off, goo gone. Ain't never wrong. Jessica.
America.
I was going to say it has to go for somehow for Jessica.
Yeah.
Messica. America.
That's the name of the poem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tessica, Messica, America. Because we got her. We got her back.
God, yeah, there you go. I'll say this.
What the world needs.
This country needs this. Doctor from Ghana.
Yeah. Dr. Obiang.
To save her hair and save this country.
I mean, everybody's tried to help her. There's we're going to see a video of her standing against a, like a shed with somebody driving a car towards her hair.
Jessica, hold on!
Jessica saves America. She's not the hero we asked for.
No,
she's the hero we need.
Yep. Someone's going to shoot at it.
Flamethrower, and it's not doing anything.
Yeah. Elon Musk has a flamethrower to it.
Elon Musk can do it. Yeah. He can help her out.
Even he's like...
That's the only thing that stumps Elon. Yeah.
That's the thing, right? She's going to be like, if you could tell Elon Musk to figure out a fancy way to get this off my...
Can I say
James,
this right now?
At Halloween, James has to get a Tessica helmet and a can of Gorilla Glue.
Okay.
All right? That's a great... You're Tessica for Halloween.
I do not remember this. No. Can we... Old news by them.
Can
if we can, that would be great.
Maybe the people listening can start bombarding Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And asking him for his help here.
We really need his help. If he can get stuff into space, he can figure out how to get Tessica.
Tag Elon.
Tag Elon. Yeah. Save Tessica.
Save Tessica.
Save Tessica.
Well, save Tessica. Save America.
Yep. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That's your two hashtags.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Save Tessica, Elon. Save America.
We need you, Musk.
We need your Musk.
We need your Musk. Tessica needs your Musk.
She does.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.